another great evening with Breakout of the Unhinged. Ask yourself this question. At what point or part of your life do you ask yourself, when does responsibility or accountability come into play? As we grow, responsibility evolves. As we grow, we start to relearn what accountability is, right? When does that take place into your life? We learn about it from our parents. We learn about it from our parents. But at what part do we really grab those two words by the horns and we sit with it? We learn with it. Welcome to Breakout the Unhinged, where you have two weird coaches. Yes, weird. That come together. We talk about all things spiritual. We talk about all things life related. Tap into some coaching. You're hosted by myself, James Tates from Soul Tribe Transformations. I'm your transformation and mindset coach, and I'm being co-hosted by
me, Eva Morales. I'm your holistic healing coach, where we navigate through whatever you need to, you know, let go of in order for you to be your most peaceful, abundant, and wholesome self. So, yeah, that's where we are. We're talking about responsibility, accountability, all of that. And that being said, that's something that came up for me recently in terms of how the journey of accountability and accountability has gotten me to where I'm at now. So it's been a journey of continuous growth and continuous self-reflection in order for me to like move forward. How has that played a part in for you, James?
Right now that I spilled a little bit of water on my trackpad, I have to take accountability for my little blooper. On a serious note, that was perfect timing, by the way, right? Responsibility and accountability has came up for me from the place of the ships, friendships, relationships, all the things, ships, battleships. No, I'm kidding on the battleship piece. But on a serious note, for me, when I went through a lot of my changes, I think more, I guess if I'm thinking more currently, since my move here to Nevada, and when I think about it from my experience, it's really been hitting me from a place of the why, right? What is my place here? How do I navigate that? What responsibilities I have? And what does accountability look like from the place of my path? What does accountability look like from the place of not just my path, but more so of where I'm at in my life, the changes that's been made, the changes that happened in the past? Who am I becoming? I think once we get to a place to where we're growing and thriving, as opposed to surviving and not thriving, that's when we really take a look at ourselves in the mirror and we really get, I guess the word that's coming to my mind, we get practical, right? So yeah, it's really changing for me and really redefining what a circle is and redefining what a corner is. You see, I just did that, right? Let me slow it down for you. I came across a video one day how they talk. There's a person that talked about what the circle is and what the corner is. And when I watched the video at first glance, I was like, what the hell is this person talking about? But as I thought about it closer, he was saying that the people that's in your circle are there for themselves. They're there because you carry some type of aura. We'll say, for example, I could be an actor and people want to just be around me just to benefit from the fact that I'm an actor. Yeah, I know James Tates and he's an actor. He does all these great things in these movies. But the people that's in my corner, they are there for me. I'm going to get back to the circle in a second, so stay with me now. the people that's in the corner, those are the people that's going to then hold me accountable. They'll be the ones to have the tough conversations with me. Those are the people that will pave a way for me or contribute to paving a way for me. They want to see me win, right? It's genuine. You feel it. They're not just saying it just to blow smoke, but you feel it. Going back to that circle, the benefit. Those people are benefiting. They eating, but are you getting anything back in return from the place of accountability? When you think about responsibility and accountability, those two words are separate, yet they're intertwined with one another, right? They both have a hand at play when it comes to life. They have their distinct differences, and yet they're the same in a multitude of ways. So for me, going to your question, Coach Eva, that's where it's been coming up for me, from the place of, you know, the ships. I love saying that, by the way, the ships. It just sounds so cool.
What about more for self? How does that tap into like yourself in terms of your accountability, responsibility, and how you've been able to navigate your life currently with it?
Thank you for asking. I actually love that question. We was talking previously before the recording. Yes, folks, me and Coach Eva, we talk and we chop it up. Okay. Mm-hmm. I digress. From the place of self, me and Coach Eva, we talked about, you know, I don't know, for people that have the Pattern app, if you know, you know. If you don't, I encourage you to download that. But getting to it, I was talking about a transit that I'm going through, and it's a Mars return. Essentially for me, it's been coming up from the place of the logic. And when you think about the logic, it's more solution based. It's more in the physical. It's more, it requires more thinking. Whereas, you know, that Venus is more intuitive. It's chill. It's calm. Their life is led through that gentle nudge. So getting to your question, for me, it's been really more about solution based thinking and taking action for the steps of, not just for the steps of the now, but for the steps ahead. And it plays a heavy hand in terms of the person that I'm becoming within this transformation. What am I transmuting to change? What seeds have I planted? It caused me to go back into my past in terms of like, what seeds have I planted? What do I take responsibility for? What mistakes have I made? What have I learned? Where do I take accountability to where I could then not only teach myself if this comes up again, but where I could help others along in their process? So from the place of self, it's actually helping me in my coaching practice as well. So it actually comes into play. You start asking deeper, or for me, again, for myself, I ask a lot of deeper questions for myself. So that's where it comes into play. How about for you?
For me, like accountability and responsibility comes to just tapping into what am I responsible, you know, now for healing within me in order to better show up for the people around me. Like, how is it that I need to show up for myself in order for me to better serve other people? And for me to better serve myself, because I feel like something that has always been a thing for me is that I was so good at serving others, yet not serving myself, from a place of overgiving or just being the person that everybody can count on. But it's like, when have I looked at myself and said, like, I can count on me, I can do these things for myself? And I mean, I've done it, like, externally, right? I would get like the facials, I would do the routines, I would do like X, Y, and Z. But it's like, how am I doing it internally? How am I feeding my soul? How am I feeding like my inner child? Those like positive words, like those uplifting words, those words of celebration for myself, those just like continuous strides to acknowledge and recognize the goodness that exists within me, not just away from like projecting and like what I can do for other people, but it's like, how am I being responsible to myself, for myself? How is it? I was watching like Mulan the last couple of days, and it's like my duty is to my heart, you know. like a pop culture reference, so like, how is it that you know, taking like those movies and really sitting with yourself and saying how beautiful it is to just pour into you, and how is it like the people that I get as clients, they're feeding themselves, like their soul, by being able to like work with what they want to like let go of, right? They want to be more in alignment with who it is that they are in their core. They're transitioning careers. They're moving, like, you know, doing like ad campaigns for different types of services that they offer. And it's like, what is preventing them from getting to that place of like growth, right? And it always starts with the self, because self, it's like we're the ones who either like add to our own value, or we just add to other people's value. But it's like from a place of internal, those tapping into those emotions, tapping into that like loving energy within yourself for yourself, right? Because I feel like as women, we're always conditioned to have that like loving energy for everybody else and then serve ourselves last. I remember I had a therapist, it's like when you eat the piece of toast that's the most burnt, because like everybody else gets like a better piece than you, right? Or that's something that is conditioned, right? Instead of like tossing out the piece of bread because it's not like as good as everybody else got, right? So from a place of feeding your soul, from feeding like who it is that you are, feeding just that presence and that like loving, nurturing aspect of yourself, so you can like better show up for yourself and, you know, assist people in your community, assist people in like clients and all of that. So I think it's something very beautiful that I've recently been able to like tap into more, because I did have awareness of this like when my journey started, but now being able to truly step into like, what does that mean for me to be able to show up for me from an internal point? And how is it that I can inspire others or help others or impact others in the way of me doing this for me so that they can do it for themselves and be like the best version of who it is that they are. So, yeah, just basically being very like introspective and being very, I guess, tapping into those aspects of me that maybe I didn't tap into prior. And observing and just leading with gratitude as well, because it's like the more grateful you are, the more opportunities you get to be grateful, right?
That's deep. That's really deep. So talking about the two, right? How would you define responsibility, and how would you define accountability? How would you disseminate those two words?
I think like responsibility has more to do with showing up in the way of one, being responsible with yourself in all of your bodies, right? Like your physical body, your mental body, your emotional body, your spiritual body, like having all of those aspects really be poured into prior to pouring into other people, right? Because I noticed in previous relationships that I was in, it's like the more I poured into other people, the more like resentful I got towards myself, because it's like, you're doing this for them. It's like, what are you doing for you? How are you loving you? How are you able to truly like sit with yourself and say like, I'm going to pour into me right now, and not really, I care more about like what other people think, or I don't even know if the word is care. It's more like you need to pour into you prior to pouring into others to better feel within yourself and also just overall, because it's like we can't pour to somebody else from an empty cup. We always have to be filling up our own cup. And in terms of accountability, that it's like, what action steps am I taking to get to that, right? So the responsibility is like the acknowledgement, and the accountability is the steps to take. Or that's at least in my perspective. What about you?
For me, responsibility is understanding, you know, the big picture. What does it lead to from point A to point B, right? And when I look at that word responsibility, what are those steps? What part do I play? What is the why behind that? What questions do I have about it? You know what I'm saying? When I think about responsibility itself, when we think about it from a societal standpoint, you are responsible for this, that, and the third. Well, what if I don't want to do that? Or what if I don't do that? Right? How does it impact me? This is not to come off self-absorbed or, you know, egotistical per se.
Always from a place of love, right?
Yeah, you would think that. No, but I agree. No, from the place of love, on a serious note, from a place of love, yes. Like, and I love how you mentioned the love piece and how you actually brought up pouring into yourself. Like, a lot of times we think about responsibility, we don't think about the responsibility of pouring into ourselves and the why behind that. So, for example, if I was to go to work and I have X amount of responsibilities at work, what does that responsibility of pouring into myself look like so I can take care of the responsibility for the others? If I don't pour into myself, I know I'm going to slip up in one of my listed responsibilities to where it impacts other people. A lot of times, and this is not to make it about work, but just to simplify it from that example, right? A lot of times we're doing responsibilities we don't even think about ourselves until we get to a place of burnout or until we start rebelling, right? So when we think about the responsibility piece, it's, you know, I'm trying to keep myself at the center of the universe and making sure I'm holding myself down to where I can then take care of the other responsibilities and or needs or wants of others. In terms of accountability, I try to keep it simple in regards to a checklist. It's like when I think of accountability, I think of it as a check-in. I think when we, in a societal standpoint, yes, I use the word societal again. When we think about accountability from a societal standpoint, we look at accountability as a bad word. Right? Like, I'm going to hold you accountable and this, that, and the third. And no, accountability can be a good thing. Accountability can be actually be a great thing, because accountability is a check-in of seeing how I'm growing. What is one step that I have taken to where I'm growing? There's a way to remix it, right? What else can I do to push forward to finding my own greatness? What do I need to let go of or sacrifice from a place of accountability? When you think about that, at least for me, what people do I need to let go of? What situations do I need to let go of? Accountability is like not only a temp check of where you are, but it's also serving as I just literally had it in my head, but it serves as more so of like a, not only a check-in, but more of, you're like landscaping your area in a sense from the aspect of like your surroundings and so on and so forth. So you can continue to progress. It's like a checkoff list, a list of where you check off things, right? So that's where it comes, at least for me, just keeping it simple in that regard. Like, what does that look like for me? To where I can continue to grow and progress Who are the people that's in my corner? Who are the people that's in the circle? Who do I need to pour into? Who can I pour into without feeling drained? What am I reflecting? Who is reflecting back to me? Sometimes accountability is through mirrors. Believe it or not. That's just my thing, per se. But when we think about responsibilities and accountabilities, we look at those two words as like a bad thing. And therefore, we rebel or we run away from it, or we get to this place where it's like, I don't want to grow up. And, you know, I love how you brought up, you know, the title of that, Coach Eva, in terms of like, at what point do we take those two words by the horns and we integrate that into our current lives?
And how is everybody, it that those exist within like our values, right?
Absolutely.
And how is that something that we can put into like our like container or our like little, basket of things that we find important, right? From a place of pouring into ourselves more so than like pouring into everybody else. Because I feel like most people, or at least like as a woman, like that's what I was taught. That's what I was trained to do, like pouring into other people. And, you know, it's like a pattern that I saw like with my mom, that I saw with like various other people, or that I found myself doing for other people. Instead of taking the time to step back and really like seeing me and hearing me and understanding myself. Because when we're doing everything for everybody else, like where does that leave space for us to truly pour into ourselves, into our soul? Because many times what we see on the outside of us is something that's being reflected inward. When you don't see yourself, when you don't hear yourself, when you don't understand yourself, that's when you see that other people don't do that with you or for you. And you're like, why am I seeing the same thing over and over again being reflected back to me? That's just trying to get you to look at yourself and prioritizing yourself and really making it like a responsibility to love on you. And like at your mental state, in your like emotional state, in your physical state, in your spiritual state, how are you like really prioritizing yourself from a way of like pouring into that? It's like we're a plant, right? And the more we pour into ourselves, the more beautiful and the more we're able to like shine through, and we're able to be there for other people. Why? Because our cup is full, our plant is watered. So being able to do that from a place of responsibility, not thinking so much about it like as like, oh, I have to do this. It's like, no, I get to do this, and I love to do this for myself, because when I show up better for myself, I'm able to show up better for everybody else. And that is something that I find really like beautiful, to just be able to see within me that it's like, oh, okay, now I see how responsibility taps into my inner world more so than my outer world. And in terms of like accountability, it's like, how is it that I'm checking in with myself? How is it that I'm celebrating my wins? How is it that I'm truly like embodying this loving self from like a spiritual, mental, emotional state and physical state? So, yeah. What about you?
I think for me, you know, as you were talking, I was thinking about, you know, at what point did I take hold of those words and apply that to my life? And I think that was the moment to like a few years ago when I almost unalived myself. And I mean, I said the story on numerous occasions in terms of the same song and dance, but like thinking about that particular layer as I was going through this grandiose, this massive change. It got to a place to where I was seeing a bunch of mirrors, people that were reflecting back. Like, I don't know. It was like the world was seen in a different lens for me. Disassociating from certain people. As I was disassociating, being in isolation, to then being welcomed by new people, new mirrors. Those mirrors of the past, you know, I was ugly. I was running around with that dingy shirt. I was running around with those mud stains in the jeans, the dingy shoes, and then sitting to myself in the room, you know, of isolation, this cocoon. That's where the accountability comes in from a place. And it was kind of reverse engineering. So that's why I mentioned the accountability first. But it was like, I'm not well. I'm not okay. I'm not being responsible with myself. It got to this point of to where whatever happened, happened, right? And when I mentioned the whole, you know, analogy of the bad mirrors and the dirty clothes, that's where I was at, you know, where I was at with myself and life, you know, from that aspect of like, you know, when I say the clothes and all that, the dirty clothes and the dingy sneakers and whatnot, it was like I was around people that they're not bad people, but they weren't people for me. And there were some good people I pushed away in the process, but it was a learn, right? But through that cocoon moment, that isolation, that solitude, part of that accountability was checking in with myself in terms of where am I at with how I love solitude. Before then, I didn't like it. Fear of being alone. And now it's like, when I hold myself accountable through checking in, where am I at with things? How am I feeling about myself? I can actually enjoy my time by myself. I can actually do this. I can actually do that, and so on and so forth. Okay. And that's when the responsibility slowly started kicking in. Like, nah, I know I'm better than that. I'm gonna change this shirt. I'm gonna take these pants off. Kick off those dingy sneakers. I'm going to toss them out. I'm going to take this bath. I'm going to clean myself up because I want to attract the right people. I want to attract people that's going to lift me up just as much as I'm doing that for myself. Right? And that's when the responsibility started kicking in. It was like, no, I'm going to do better. What does that plan look like? It got to that place to where, you know, I got so used to those mirrors providing me these responsibilities. Well, James, you should do this. And James, you should do that. And once upon a time, I didn't know where I was going in my life. I didn't know what I wanted. James, what do you want in life? Huh? No, I didn't know. But through cleaning up my own stuff and doing the work, that's when I started looking at responsibility. You notice how I said doing the work before responsibility. Part of that, the first responsible thing for me to do was to look at my work. What am I doing? What do I need to take out? What do I need to add in? To then getting to the real parts of responsibility of the people that I need to be around, the situations I want to be in. Who's in my circle? Who's in my corner? People that's in my corner, they're always going to be there for me. Those are the same people that's going to have those hard conversations and keep me in check. They want me to win just as much as I want them to win. Because even as the kid with the dingy clothes and shoes on, I was cheering for them. But this is the thing. As I was cheering for them, when is it going to be my time? Building resentment. Now, the people that's in my corner, they're contributing to paving this way for me, brick by brick, day by day, night by night. And once I learned that part of that responsibility of who's in my corner, then I looked at that circle. I had to look at the understanding of that circle, right? when I talk about the circle, this is talking about the people that's like, I would say associates. They're benefiting off of my aura. They're benefiting off of, you know, what they perceive me as. Now that I clean myself up, now they're trying to, you know, they're trying to bite the style. They're trying to, hey, James is doing this, that, and the third. I'm going to sit around him just because he's the cool kid in class. And I had to eliminate those people because I was that kid in recess that never played tag because I've always been it. That was the next step of that responsibility. Understanding myself, how to love myself. Because if I didn't love myself, would I really be it? Would I really feel like I'm that guy, whether if people don't feel that way or not? So when I think about accountability and responsibility, it kind of like, in my case, it was like reverse engineering for me from the two. And viewers and listeners, take note. Responsibility and accountability, there's no step one, step two process. It can be the first two steps of responsibility and then accountability, or the first two steps of accountability, then responsibility. It mixes up. They're so different, again, yet intertwined in different ways. You feel me? The similarities of the two is pushing you towards your path. Once you get a hold of it, once you choose that, right? No matter how big or small that path goes, that's when, you know, they play such an integral part of us as individuals. So when you think about that, don't beat yourself up. Don't criticize yourself. One step at a time. Again, to what Coach Ever was saying, you know, celebrating the small wins. Accountability, like, that's a huge part of accountability. Celebrating the small wins.
It's like celebrating you and, like, loving you and pouring into yourself. I remember when I was a teacher, one of the prompts that I had was, you know, for my Spanish 1, it would be like, I'll allow them to say it in English. And for my Spanish 3, I would have them do it in Spanish. And it was like, tell me 5 things you're grateful for and 3 things you appreciate about yourself. And even like those little things, some of my students didn't know what to say, like what they appreciated about themselves, or even saying something that they appreciate about themselves from a standpoint of their internal world. Where it was more of like, oh, I appreciate something like external about myself. And it's like, I love that. But it's like, how can you tap into loving you from the inside out?
Absolutely.
So that could shine through. So you're not just projecting this like confidence, but it's like you're actually having that confidence within you by pouring love into you with even just words.
Absolutely. And I love how you mentioned the key word, love. It, like, that love piece, it's not just about, when we think about the word love, and let's expand on that for a second, it's not just within somebody else. This is not to say that love for somebody else do not exist. No, it's there. Yet, in this case, it's surface level.
It's the programming. The programming of being conditioned to think that love exists outside of you, when in reality, love exists within you. As long as you're pouring into yourself and you're pouring into what it is that you love and adore about yourself from a place of gratitude. It's like, how am I grateful that I'm breathing? How am I grateful that I can see? How am I grateful that I have, you know, clothes on my back, that I have food on my table, like being grateful for the little things and being grateful to yourself that you're able to provide that for you. And if you have a family, for your family, and just tapping into those small acts of gratitude will really fills up your cup. And like, what is it that you appreciate about yourself? Maybe we could do that. We could do that right now. It's like, okay, James, tell me 5 things you're grateful for and 3 things you appreciate about yourself.
5 things I'm grateful for. I'm confident. Let me take that back. No, I'm thankful that I'm confident. I'm thankful that I'm a confident person because it pushes me, right? Even in the moments to where I don't feel as that, or if my confidence is at a 70% where it should be 100, I still put out. I still put out from the place of giving my max effort, right? Another thing I'm grateful for is, I mentioned this before we recorded, but the hurt, the pain, the trauma, it transformed my way of thinking from the place of why is this happening to me to what am I learning? It got me to this point right now where I'm sitting here talking to you and thousands and millions of other viewers that's going through it. You know what I'm saying? Another thing I'm grateful for is the people that are in my life, whether if they did me wrong, or if I did them wrong, or if they did right by me, or vice versa, right? I'm grateful for it because my viewpoint on life is that this is an experience. We're here to learn, but we're also here to teach, right? That learn part is, it goes back to the love within myself, but the teaching part goes back to the love that I have within others. That was 3. So number 4, you said 5. So number 4, another thing I'm grateful for is transformation. I love the story of King Midas. Everything he touches turns into gold. The things that I've encountered in my life, whether if I thought it, touched it, sought after it, heard, hell, even smelt it, it provided an opportunity. It was transformed into an opportunity to grow, to further understand on a deeper level. Number 5, I would say, I'm grateful for where I'm at now. I'm grateful to be in a new area, a new state, because it's expanding me. I didn't think out like back in October, I didn't think I was going to be able to do this, let alone take my first big drive 2,000 miles across the daggone country. During that drive, I've recognized who cheered for me and just who wasn't really about it. At that moment, I've learned who was in my circle and I've learned who was in my corner. You know, and being here, you know, and after that drive, and let me backtrack a bit. During that drive, it was a lot of, you know, realizations. It was a lot of downloads, a lot of intuitive nudges. Even that drive was transformative. Even just for me to like get that final touch up before I got here to where I'm at now, right? And since being here, it's like new friends. People that care about me genuinely without having to question what's in it for them. What do they want from me? It's like I'm able to like let go and just live. In terms of the 3 things, what are the 3 things you were asking again?
That you appreciate about yourself.
Oh, listen, I could have gave you 10 for that one. So let me... 3 things that I appreciate about myself. I appreciate the rebel in me. I think rebellion allows you to show others the mind. Another thing I appreciate about myself is the heart, right? My heart. What's the word I could put towards that? I said rebellion. My bold nature. When you do things from the heart, there's a bold nature within you that comes out. And within that bold nature, it's like you just step up. even at your lowest, you just step up because you're fighting for what's right. You're fighting for that person that you love. You're fighting for that cause that you, that whether if you believe in it or you don't, you're fighting for something, right? I love that bold nature about myself. I appreciate that about myself. Number three, I appreciate my corner. I know you said three things I appreciate about myself, but when I think about my corner, those are the people that reflect back to me in terms of my progress. Those are the people that want to see me win. I've learned in this short time being here that if I have to question it, there's no love to begin with. And the people that are in my corner, I don't have no questions. Therefore, I don't have no questions for myself. Only question that lies, if there was one to exist, what else can I do with this? How far, how much more can I push myself? So if I was to say, if I was to appreciate anything, those are the three: rebellion, my rebellious side, my bold side, and the people that are in my corner for me, genuinely.
That's genuinely. Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
How about you, Coach? The tables have turned.
Right. So in terms of gratitude, like, I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful for the experiences that I've had, that I've been able to heal so that I can help other people in their journey to healing. I'm grateful for the love that I show to myself, even when I don't always feel like the most loving. And just even acknowledging that, I feel like is big, because sometimes, not having any acknowledgement at all is not something that like I grew up with. So like, I didn't really acknowledge myself. I would achieve so much and I would be like, well, I still haven't done enough, you know? But it's like now being in that space where I am like grateful for those things and pouring that like love into myself, I feel like that's something that is beautiful. And then I'm grateful to breathe, to exist, to remind myself that I'm here for the human experience. I'm here for the transmutation and the transformation that I've been able to do within myself to now be able to assist, right, others. How many has that been? I don't know. Do I know how to count? Oh, three. Four. Another thing, I think the fourth is going to be the third one.
Yeah, you did three, so you're number four.
Oh, number four. Okay, yeah. I'm like, I think that was right. I'm grateful to have a place to live. You know, right now with everything going on in LA and like all of the fires and stuff, I think that that's something pretty big to be grateful for. Being grateful for shelter and being grateful for the opportunity to experience living a life like the one I'm living now. You know, there were moments in my life where I didn't have shelter, where I didn't have these things. And now being able to have them, it's just like I have so much gratitude. And know that everything is always like changing and evolving for the greater good. And from a place of reflection and introspection and all of that, right? Mm-hmm. And it just gives you the opportunity to dig within. Because I remember when I didn't have shelter, I was just like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? How is it that I'm going to be able to show up to work tomorrow? Like nothing is going on in my life, you know, and just
right.
Be able to like pour into others when I didn't even have like a home to go back to the next, you know, after work. So just having that is like being so grateful for that, for, you know, having my home now. And the fifth thing is my ability to sit with myself. Whereas before I would run, I would go somebody's house. I would go, you know, in different directions because I had no like notion of how to sit with what I was feeling. So being able to like sit with gratitude with whatever I'm experiencing is something beautiful that I hadn't done before. And now I'm able to do that. And in terms of like what I appreciate about myself, I appreciate my reflective nature, being able to really sit with the emotions that come up and not shove them down like I would do before. Like actually give them a voice. And it's like, okay, so what, like all of our emotions, I had a client, like all of our emotions bring us back to love, right? So it's like little aspects of ourselves, because it's like anger, it's just trying to show us that a boundary has been crossed. So that's when anger shows up. Sadness is when something that may have been unfair or may have been, I guess, I don't know, taken personally, like that's when sadness shows up, to be able to comfort us with love, right? And then all of the emotions are trying to teach us something. So being able to sit with my emotions and like appreciate that about myself, which is something that I didn't know how to do like 2 years ago, or even know how to do it fully like a year ago, in the way that I'm able to do it now, is just huge progress for me. Another thing that I appreciate about myself is just being able to receive, you know, being able to receive the messages that come from my heart, the messages that come from living, right? It's like when I'm feeling a certain type of way, I just ask myself, it's like, why am I feeling this way? And then like the answers will just come through very easily and help me uncover layers of what it is that I'm experiencing. So being able to receive that is something beautiful, where I feel like it's my intuition. And before, I wasn't really connected to it at all. Like I didn't know that my intuition was valuable, because I was just told to do what other people told me, regardless of what I intuitively knew was right or wrong. And the third thing I appreciate about myself is just being able to, I guess, love on myself from a place of, why am I doing these actions? Like, why is it that I am, you know, working out? Why is it that I'm going for a walk? Why is it that I'm doing these things? And yeah, it's from a health aspect, but it's also like mentally soothing, and just gaining that strength and being able to see it in my body is something that I feel like comes with so much love, to being able to like pour it into myself and being able to approach it with a degree of care for myself, to be able to really pour into my cup and show up as being plentiful, and just being in that state of, wow, like I can do it for myself, and now I can do it for others. Whereas before, I was always doing stuff for others and not for myself, and low-key resenting me, right? So it's like, I feel like I've seen like a huge shift and a huge progress from where I was like a year ago, 2 years ago, to now. And I feel like that's something that everyone should aim for, to be able to improve on a daily basis, on, you know, to know that whatever you did last year, it's like, it's going to be so different from where you are like 3 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now. And knowing that that is just beautiful to be able to cultivate that within you. And, you know, our listeners and our viewers, I encourage you to ask yourself, like, what are five things that I'm grateful for about myself? What are three things that I appreciate about myself, right? So that you're able to tap into those aspects of you, know how truly loved and beautiful you are when you take time to speak to yourself from a loving and kind way. Yeah.
Talk that talk. Talk that talk. I love it. So when you think about responsibility and accountability, I love how we kind of like just shifted gears from a place of what, how do we appreciate ourselves? How do we show gratitude? When you take those two words, responsibility and accountability, it then leads to gratitude and appreciation. Because at the end of the day, there's work that's within the two, right? That leads to a reward. Ta-da! So when you think about that, and even if you got to reverse engineer it, I'll be using that word a lot in this pod, this episode. I digress. When you use, or when you take a look at gratitude and appreciation, don't be afraid to go back and look at the responsibility and the accountability aspect. Don't be afraid to take that step, albeit whether if you're feeling bold, rebellious, or both. Don't be afraid. Change is ugly. It can be painful. However, it's rewarding at the end of the day. You're going to go through hurt, pain, turmoil, whatever. That's going to, it's the inevitable. A lot of people don't realize that hurt and pain and trauma and turmoil, it is the inevitable. But it's designed to teach us something. For us to get in gear and look at our responsibilities, look at the accountability factor, to then discovering the sense of gratitude, discovering the appreciation to what you said earlier, loving on yourself, meeting new mirrors, being in new landscapes to where you can flourish. To hell with growing. I'm not saying to not grow, but the step after that, to flourish.
And thrive in your environment. And remember that environment is one that you create for yourself. How is it that you're nurturing yourself and caring for yourself from a place of appreciation and gratitude and love, right? So being able to have those aspects will support the responsibility and will support the accountability and will support you overall from a place of love, right? Bringing it all back down to, or not down, but inward into your heart, from a place of sitting with whatever it is you're experiencing. Instead of the next distraction, the next, like,
squirrel moment,
the next show, the binging of it all. Yeah.
You know, I like how you use the word binge. And when we talk about the word binging, what are we doing to binge on ourselves?
Binge on our love for ourselves, binge on our growth, binge on just really making you a priority, making yourself the biggest, most loving energy that you pour into to transform your life from a place of loving and connection and just really tapping into all of those layers that you know you're worthy of, that you deserve, that nobody's going to show you the love and the commitment until you show that love and commitment to yourself. That's a message that I got very clear in the first of the year. It's like, until you love you, until you commit to you, until you see you, until you hear you, until you understand you, and you shift that dynamic, that reality within you, only then will you see that being projected onto you. And not expecting it to come, because when you become it, when you embody it, you'll just attract that. So,
just going back previously to what you say, you've been dropping, at least in my opinion, you've been dropping some gems in this episode per se. And what was it that you said? I'm trying to get the words right. Squirrel. But to what you said in terms of being in new situations and meeting new people, it's like, as you said that, what came up for me was, in my journey, I'm very hard on myself. And I'd be thinking like, man, I'm not doing enough. I gotta do this and I gotta do that and do that and do this. And I gotta make this happen. I gotta make this shake. And since I've been out here where I'm at, it's been nothing but blessings raining down on me. It's like, I'm in this position to where I'm holding my first $1 million. And I don't know what the hell to do with it. Yet, I manifested it. You know, I think I mentioned this example a few episodes ago, but going back to that in this case, it's like I've unlocked a new challenge within myself from a place of receiving. I already went through the steps of like, no, I deserve it. I deserve this and I deserve that. I know my worth. And now that kind of like even saying that and recognizing that and even saying it out loud. Oh, you do? All right, cool. Now that you recognize, you finally figured yourself out there, good sir. Take this blessing, take that one. You get a blessing. You get that blessing. You get this one. And then now it's like, oh, damn. Hold on there, bucko. I wasn't ready for this. One at a time, you know, and it's like, even in that realm, it's like, I'm asking myself like, all right, what worked from the place of responsibility? And what do I need to do from a place of continuing to hold myself accountable? Yes, the receiving part on my journey is not easy, but it's here. I've been brought to this new opportunity to take it all in. Where do I go from here? What does that plan look like?
And also knowing that because you're receiving all of these blessings, that means that you're a blessing, right? Acknowledging that the universe is only giving you what it is that you are, you know? With you, it's like external. And with me, I feel like it's more internal and looking at myself as like the blessing that I am for me to be able to allow myself to receive that and to be able to cater more and pouring more into myself from a place of compassion and nurturing and love and just being able to fully be there for myself and understand myself, see myself, all of those to truly like attract that in, right? And to continue to be blessed. Like hashtag stay blessed.
Talk to me nice. Don't talk to me twice. Keep talking about me. I'm here for it. I'm sorry, low key my Leo moon is coming out. It's probably because we're doing this podcast in this evening time. I digress. So viewers, we're coming up on that hour. However, .. I will leave you with this question. It's the glass for me. I'm kidding. I will leave you with this question. What does your sense of responsibility and accountability look like? And for those who have not grabbed hold of those two words to take to integrate and take action? What does that first step look like? You don't have to take them both on at once. You could do baby steps. But what does that plan look like? Are you willing to integrate? What are you grateful for? Do you have anything to be grateful for? What do you appreciate? Even if it's just something as simple as I woke up and brushed my teeth and I cleaned myself up today. That is big appreciation. I will close off on this as we're at the hour. And maybe this is a good lesson for myself and Coach Eva. Don't be too hard on yourself. Everything that we go through in our day-to-day lives, there's always an opportunity to unlock something within yourself, within the cause that you have, or within the passion that you are trying to discover within yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself. Grace is the way. Give yourself grace.
And give yourself that grace. Nurturing energy and that compassionate energy into yourself. And know that you have the ability to pour into you and to love you. And even maybe if you've never done it, you've never experienced it, like, it starts with ourselves first and being able to tap into those aspects that maybe we didn't have knowledge around. But it's like, now it's like, how can I look for these, I don't know, journal prompts, these like moments of introspection to be able to truly tap into what it is that our soul wants, what it is that our soul needs, from a way of pouring that love and that joy and that harmony into our soul to be able to better show up for ourselves, those around us, our communities, all of that, right? We're very like here in the now. It's like, I know there's like the news and like what's going on, but it's, let's bring it back to, how can I love me and pour into me to be able to show up better for myself, for my neighbors, for my community, and from a place of unity and unison.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Real quick, before I forget, I want to make sure I give a shout out to the people that's affected by the LA wildfires. Just know that our hearts are with y'all. Our prayers are being, the prayers that we have for y'all is being sent up. And thank you to those contributing into, you know, with what's going on, whether if you donated or whether if you helped a neighbor that's struggling. Thank you.
With money, with your time, with your words, with your nurture and your care.
Yes. So know that our hearts are with y'all, you know, and we're praying that everything, you know, works out. I think it goes back to the lesson that when one door closes, another opens. So, yes, granted, at the surface, it may be a trying time right now. However, this is, in a sense, call me crazy for saying this, but this is a form of expansion. For the viewer or the listener that's affected by this,
an opportunity of growth.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for stepping into this and pushing forward to help others and to help yourself. And I pray that this message gets a hold of anybody who is affected, to where they might be feeling, you know, down on luck or down on themselves. Just know that things always work out. You might not feel like that in this moment, but down the road, everything works itself out. That being said, Coach Eva, how can we find you?
So I'm on Instagram on Reveal, Release, Reclaim. And on there, you'll see what I do in terms of like life force activation, the energy work that I do if you're local. I'm also going to start doing them virtual. And to be able to come together with that, and also like my coaching services, where I'm able to assist and guide you through the way that I healed myself. It's like I had different coaches who helped me in the process. But remember, ultimately, like the healing is done by you, through you. You are the one showing up for yourself when you work with either myself or James to be able to transmute whatever hurt and pain you come with, to see it in a different light, see it in a different way, to move forward and set yourself free from a place of healing, from a place of forgiveness, from a place of truly tapping into who it is that you are at your core. Not anything external, more internal. Go ahead, James.
I should have went first. You didn't just gave a whole soliloquy. I should have went first, man. Now I got to top that, man. I'm kidding. Damn.
Just share your message. Where can we
Don't
find
do that.
You?
I'm kidding. Folks, how I can be found on Instagram at Soultrop Transformations. I love working with people who want to explore more of their chart, where you want to go, what you're trying to do, all the things relative to a shift in mindset. If you're trying to be your own King Midas, to change your life and to transform and to transmute, hit me up. Normally I'm a little quirky and whatnot when I do it, but given the times that we're in right now, it's more on a serious note, to where it's always been a genuine thing to do, to where I want to help people and heal in my own way from a place of educating, right? But if you are looking to like make that one big change to where it can change the trajectory of your life, I can be found on Instagram at Soultrop Transformations. I ain't hard to find. Shoot me a DM. I love to talk to y'all. Whether if it's like you have a one-liner, or if you're interested in services from me, by all means, hit me up. With that said, folks, this is another episode of Breakout of the Unhinged. Viewers and listeners, if you are watching or listening, thank you. Thank you for checking us out. If you're new, welcome. If you are existing, thank you for coming back. Again, my name is Coach James Tates, and I'm being co-hosted by
Coach Eva Morales, and we're here to serve, and we're here to just have conversations and see where things go.
Again, thank you for checking us out on Breakout of the Unhinged. Y'all have a good night. Be safe.